There's a petition out there I thought was really interesting. Change.org is always funny. Like, people have petitions for the weirdest stuff. And I don't mind petitions for stuff that's like, you know, to save the environment and save the world or save babies or save seals or whatever. You know, that makes sense to me. But there's a petition out there right now that is targeted at entertainment journalists. They want them to stop interviewing Will and Jada Smith.
I agree.
Yeah? How come?
Stop it. I don't care about them. I might care about her after Matrix comes out or before Matrix comes out because she's going to be in it. But Will hasn't been in a good movie in a decade.
But I don't think it's about them being in a good movie or not. I think people are just sick of them talking about their relationship and their sex life every chance they get. It's like people are complaining that they know more about Will and Jada and their sex life now, like during this time, than they did in 10 years of them being in our lives, in our world, you know, and especially because Jada has that show. She has her own show and she can't wait to get on there and talk about like her open marriage and who she's fucking now. And then, but this is misunderstood. And she keeps it going.
Mm-hmm.
But then journalists, then when they sit down with them, they continue that narrative. So I thought, you know, why stop at Will and Jada? I think I could think of lots of people who I'd like them to stop interviewing.
Gwyneth Paltrow, let me guess, number one on your list.
Well, she's always number one on my list because she's a shyster and she's a snake oil salesman. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, I was thinking, actually, I think it's time to stop sitting down with any of the Real Housewives. And
oh, God, yes.
I say that as a Real Housewives fan. I watch Beverly Hills and I watch OC. So I like those shows. But everything they say on the show. I have no interest in anything else they have to say off the air. And then I was like, well, are those shows really well respected? And does everybody watch them? Because that would make sense why they do so many interviews. No.
No.
I looked up the ratings.
No, the ratings are horrible.
They get under 400,000 viewers. Right. So that is a tiny percentage of the population. Yet every time I open up Page Six or the Daily Mail or somewhere else, Us Weekly, it's what Real Housewives are up to. Literally, no, but if we cared, we would watch them on their shows. So I say, interview Will and Jada, don't interview Will and Jada, but stop interviewing the Real Housewives. Stop making them famous for no reason. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm surprised when I look up TV ratings, when people say how great a show is, like it was the season finale of Chucky this week.
Uh-huh.
So Chucky was on Sci-Fi and really a great show. It was a great show. They did, I think it was better than any Child's Play movie or anything Child's Play has ever done. It was really good. But I looked it up. 300,000 people, their biggest night. I mean, that's nothing.
And that's how many are watching The Housewives.
Yeah, that's so, nothing.
But yet, every time I go to any Us Weekly, People, it's wall-to-wall Housewives. Wall-to-wall.
Mm-hmm.
What more do they have to say that they didn't say on their shows? What more information? It's the same stuff. Really?
Because there's nothing else going on right now. Yeah. And that's,
who would you like them to stop interviewing? What celebrities are you like, you know what, enough, I don't care about them anymore?
Oh, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Kim Kardashian. I'm going to say Kanye West. I'm going to all these people. I could care. I mean, even, and I'm going to hate myself for saying this because he's a friend of mine and I've known him for a while. John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard. He's in the news today. He can't keep his mouth shut when it comes to politics.
Yeah,
dude, shut up. Stop putting a mic in front of his face. He hasn't been popular since the 70s. Just stop. Any whack job, frickin' politic person, stop it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I think any celebrity that every time you interview them, all they talk about is politics. I've had enough of that. I'm full. I'm full. I've eaten enough. I've eaten enough politics. I'm full. I don't want to hear anymore. If you want to tell me about your movie, your book, if you want to talk about what you did back in the day on Who's the Boss, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, please, enough with the politics.
Yeah, every time somebody puts a mic in front of his face, they don't ask him about Daisy Duke. They ask him about the president. It was the number one news thing on my phone today. And I'm like, really, stop it, people.